Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Go to your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Listen, Horace Cooper is going to join me after the at the bottom of the hour. And you know, this conversation around racism, it's got to be making you all crazy. It's making me crazy. Because everything is about, even this CRT, critical race theory, it revolves totally around race. Everything it has to do with is because you're a racist. End of discussion. That's it. Class over. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get on board. No, really. I mean, we've got information here. Some of the stuff that I talk about, nobody else is talking about. I don't want to talk about Biden 24/7 or Harris 24/7. I really don't. We've got to get our fangs into some of this other stuff. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch that, listen live. You can take the polls. A lot happening up there. A lot for you to work through. Okay, let's hit some of the realities behind racism. What do you think? Just thinking here, right? So, under Obama, I don't know if you're aware of this, but racism didn't get any better. Matter of fact, it got worse. And that is what many, many, many black leadership said, that Obama didn't do anything for them, and it got worse. Right? If you look at what, how can I say this? All right, so a friend of mine, a black friend of mine, said his brother was a huge fan of Barack Obama. And she had portraits of him up and Michelle up all over the place. Hey, he was a conservative, so whenever he went there, he just kept his mouth shut. That's his mama. I would have done the same thing. Just keep your mouth shut. Right? And he said he never saw her so excited about any president other than Bill Clinton. Now, this type of sentiment was typical of many black Americans. And, you know, at one time, and we didn't switch for any reason other than we moved out of the area, but at one time we went to a predominantly black church. I mean, like, you could find us in the church. How's that? And there was 6,000 people there regularly on Sundays. And many black Americans had a real brimming sense of pride because they had the first black president. And look at, I don't begrudge them that, but I mean, voting for somebody because of their color or sexual orientation, I just think is wrong. Just flat out wrong. Now, not many of the people I know, black America, agreed with many of his policies. Matter of fact, like with Biden, they thought he was going to go in a different direction. And many of the blacks that I went to church with, and there was a lot of them, they identified as conservative. But, you know, this was a win for them in their mind. In the back of their mind, a black man was accepted in a position of president. And frankly, for me, there were plenty of black people I would have been happy to vote for. Well, now I've learned about some of them, no way, no how. I mean, Condoleezza Rice is one of my favorite I don't even want to say black females, but she's one of my favorite political people. But when you look at President Obama, many black folks at the time believed that racial division had increased under him, not decreased. Another friend who's a Democrat and an Obama supporter said, look, I'll be glad when Obama is out of office. This is while I think it was his second term. He said, this is not an affront on President Obama, but it's an acknowledgement that the state of racial affairs seemed to have gotten worse with him. And it isn't because the whites were mad that a black man was president. That wasn't it at all. He brought it along himself. From the very first beer summit, when he basically accused the Cambridge police of being racist. You know, and a lot of white folk felt the same way, too. I mean, I knew a lot of white people have voted for Obama because he was going to be the first black president. They wanted to be able to say that they casted the vote for one of the first black presidents. Where did that get them? So how do we get to the spot where black and white perceptions on race are so different? And now we're, you know, more divided than ever. And when you look through all of this, you look through what took place and what happened, he really played, not he played the race card, but he brought everything around to race. When you bring it around to race, as many, even black folks say, you want to stop the race wars? Stop talking about race. Stop making everything about race. You know, our founders, while they were imperfect, and they were a product of their times, they were visionary heroes. They made hard choices and compromises to make sure that we have the successful system that we have today. Look, overall, Americans are good people. They want to work hard. They want to do the right thing. They want to make sure everybody gets a chance to succeed. The majority of. It's funny how they want to paint all white folks as bad. Yet, if you have a group of black folks that are criminals, I can't paint all black folks as criminals, can I? Can I paint all Muslims as murderers if there's an issue? No, can't do that either, can I? That wouldn't be right. We all know it wouldn't be right. 855-real-0-855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. Everybody can, you know what I'm saying? But listen, sign up for the newsletter. It moves us out once a week. Not a big deal. And sometimes I forget to do that even. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, sign up for the newsletter, sign up for the, what do we call that, text alerts? Text alerts. TRS to 77222. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Make it so.
Engage.
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 We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website for the stations and times and places you can catch the show. Always interested in grabbing a new station. So if you know a station in your area that's not carrying the show, send me an email. Let me know. Let's get it out there. Yeah, let's let them know show them what they're missing, if you would. All right. We're talking about Horace Cooper, one of the founders of Project 21, will be on with me at the bottom of the hour. And, you know, we're talking about race issues here in this country. And if you go to Google and you Google, you know, was race worse under Donald Trump or Obama, you get about 6,300 lines that say President Trump. But it's just flat out not true. There are other sources you can go, you know, you guys know about them. We can go do searches and you will get a good mix of stories. And many at the time felt that racism was worse under President Obama. And this is before Trump stepped in. That there were some old timers in the black community that were just so elated that they had a black president that they weren't even going to make noise about it. Right? Anyway, you know, Americans are fundamentally good people. They want to help people. They want everybody to have a fair chance. But President Obama and his view of our nation was very different than many black Americans. Many. Now, when President Obama thinks of America, he doesn't think of it as a place of hope or opportunity. He thinks of it as a place as racist, white, Christian fundamentalists. As you see, as he keeps coming out with it on a regular basis even today. He believes that they came here and committed genocide against Native Americans. They enslaved and segregated black people. They denied women, gays, and other minorities their rights. He used capitalism and a rigged legal system to oppress poor people for centuries. And he believes that that still goes on today. That is the mainstay of how we operate. What a way to view this country. Given this view of America as an evil place, he felt like he needed to force justice on America for her sins. You know, he wanted to eliminate what he saw as a structural, institutionalized discrimination. Right? And he did this by taking every opportunity to call out what he believed to be with disparities between groups. And the only reason there were disparities is because of discrimination. In his mind, that was the only reason whatsoever. Right? And he believed that the only thing to do was to call out white Americans because they were responsible for it. White police, white men, and especially white Christians. He felt that, that all whites, or most whites, were guilty of white privilege. Felt that they had an unfair advantage just because they were white. An advantage built upon oppressing minorities. See, it's really funny because when you're in it like he is, you're a black man and you're in it, that's all you see, then it's all about oppression of blacks. But there were other groups that were oppressed as well. Now, in this country, maybe not to the degree of the black community, but in other countries, look at Israel. I mean, Germany, with the Jews. So, you saw race become a bigger problem under President Obama than it was under any other president, really. Now, another report by Trending Politics, based on a Rasmussen poll, shows that the average American feels that racism was less of an issue under Donald Trump. And I'm talking about blacks, Hispanics, whites, Asians. See, they didn't hang out in one community or another. Yeah, and that's why Trump's popularity grew so much in the black, Hispanic, and female community. Now, you can say females weren't there, but that's not true. When you ask the inner-city females, right, the females of society, that was different. Single working females, in the beginning, they didn't like Trump at all. They didn't like the way he talked. Might make their little Johnny or whatever feel bad. But then it started to grow, and you start to see more and more women come on board with Donald. Even Mexican, you know, they hated some of the comments he made because he was so blunt about it. Do not tell me for a second that we haven't seen, that you can't attest to, that you can't show from stories, even in the mainstream news, that we had a large group of rapists, of criminals, coming over the border, whether they were Mexican, Hondurans, Guatemalans, whatever they were, it didn't really much matter now, did it? Didn't even matter what color they were. Right? According to the study, the country had actually become less inclined to express racist opinions since Donald Trump was elected. anti-black prejudice they found declined by statistically insignificant degrees between 2012-2016. But when Trump took office, it took a sharp dive. And it was statistically significant. So the numbers prove out that Donald Trump created less racism, I'll say. I mean, the numbers don't lie. That's what they keep telling us. So you really got to, again, either you play by the numbers, you don't. So Obama, for all intents and purposes, if you really want to get honest about it, he ruined race relations. Really? And I'm going to run out of time. I can't finish this story as a whole because I don't want to eat any of the horse's time. But really, seriously, do your own homework. Look up this information, and you'll find that what I'm telling you is true. We know it's true. We've seen what's happened in the past. You know, when Obama was president, it seemed like everything, the animus between black and white reached a fever pitch at one point. Every black should be watching out for a white guy. Every white guy needs to look at a black guy differently. So in other words, the conversation was, we were wrong, the white folks were wrong to begin with, because he knew in his infinite godly mind that we were racist. And when we looked at a black guy, we were worried about our wallet being beat, being killed, or whatever. How sad is that? Right? I mean, seriously. And we're so racist that Barack Obama got elected overwhelmingly, not narrowly, overwhelmingly twice. That's how racist we are. Horace Cooper joins me after the break. Joe Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No calls. I want to talk to Horace, not you. He's back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans and Britons may soon be able to once again travel back and forth to each other's countries. President Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet Thursday and are expected to announce a commitment to lift COVID travel restrictions that have been in place for more than a year. The powers will announce the formation of working groups with the EU, Canada, and Mexico to find ways to safely restart international travel. Biden and Johnson are also expected to agree on an updated Atlantic Treaty, the agreement between the U.S. and U.K. that lays out the values of the special relationship between the two countries. And the developer of the Keystone XL pipeline has officially called off the project. Calgary-based TC Energy canceled the project after the Biden administration had revoked the construction permit granted by President Trump. The company says it will work to develop a plan for a safe exit from the partially built line. Biden revoked the construction permit in January over climate change concerns. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying televisions.
We are back. You listen to Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you stay involved and responding to me on the Internet. You can always send us a message during the show, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, I always love when I have this guy on with me, Horace Cooper. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chairman of Project 21 National Advisory Board, and a legal commentator. Horace also taught constitutional law at George Mason University. So we actually have somebody who has a clue on with us, because, you know, I love all these experts who aren't really, they're just Facebook experts for all intents and purposes. Horace, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to come on the program.
You know, you've been talking about this, and you finally called Biden on the carpet. You want to declassify Biden's white supremacist intel. I love the narrative that's been going down. Remember, it was the worst thing facing humanity. And this country was what? Climate change. Remember? Climate something or other?
Oh, yeah.
And we go down the list. Now, what somehow it's moved to the top of the list is white supremacy now is the biggest danger facing this country. What happened?
It apparently serves a useful purpose for this administration to not have to worry about coming up with a program that will cause more Americans to have good jobs, keep the prices of energy low, make sure that when we go to the grocery store we don't face sticker shock, or that when we are trying to buy a new home for our family so we can have the American dream, that the prices aren't skyrocketing. If you have no vision and no plan to deal with any of that, people will be upset. So one solution is to distract them with a lie that the problem that they really need to be concerned about is the white supremacy boogeyman. Now, I don't believe that the capable people in the Department of Homeland Security or the folks at the NSA, the Central Intelligence Agency, or any of our other intelligence agencies are actually compiling a list of the white supremacy threat to America, and when they give the daily presidential briefing, have inserted a section saying to the president, and yet again, here is another example of the dangerous threat posed by white supremacy. I do not believe it for one moment. I, for that reason, asked the president to release or declassify this information so that we can see that one of his woke political appointees in charge of inserting nonsense on the screen for him to read is the sole purveyor of the facts in the background associated with white supremacy being the greatest threat facing our homeland today.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the what they're doing in the military right now, and they're going in there, and they're trying to root out the white supremacists in the military. It's the first time I've heard of this kind of thing. And, you know, I've been around a little bit myself, and, yeah, you've got some radicals in the military or what have you, but you've got radicals on both sides of you know, political issues or patriotic issues. This is also an alarming sign, is it not?
Well, there's been no evidence that there is a, quote, white supremacy threat in our services. It is just patently false to say that a few nuts and fruitcakes on both sides of the political aisle and of both sides, left and right, are emblematic of an ongoing, more systemic, actual problem. It's just simply not true. Now, I believe that there is a very, very similar approach between what was done in the late 1890s and the early parts of the 20th century to mislead Americans about the nature of what it's like to be a human being living in the United States. Those who lost the war, the Civil War that divided America, the one that cost the most lives than any other war we've ever been in, decided that they could manipulate the citizenry from assessing their behavior, their role, and their responsibility in bringing their country to this conflict. They decided that they would avoid that by starting a new narrative about the differences among us on the basis of race. It is ironic that even while people were held as slaves, that there were not the laws that separated blacks and whites the way that those laws were ultimately done after blacks were no longer held as slaves. The truth is, when America was founded, there were black citizens, white citizens, Native American citizens. America was founded on a very, very radical idea that didn't exist at the time of its founding. Government gets its power from the consent of its citizens. It is not the natural status of the leader of government to rule, the way the United Kingdom or Great Britain thought the world operated, or the way the French thought the world operated. We declared that citizens were going to be the basis for power and authority in America. When Rosa Parks was sitting on a bus and was tired after a long day's work and saw an open seat and sat down, she was arrested. That was not wrong to arrest her because she was a woman. It was not wrong to arrest her because she was black. It was wrong to arrest her because she was a citizen of these United States. That was wrong then. It is wrong today. For the President of the United States to try to get us all to look at one another on the basis of our race and then decide who will have what rights, who will have what privileges, who will have what benefits solely on the basis of that is no different than what was happening at the turn of the century from the 1800s to the 1900s. Why? After we fought together in a peaceful way to overcome that, would we turn back the clock and go back right to it?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. You know, race is perpetuated, or the race wars, if you would, are perpetuated by the Democrats. And I've been saying on the show for a long time, they need a race war. It's the only way they can try to divide us or create a situation where we're going to be at odds with each other. And it's very scary to me because many Americans have bought into it. But, you know, again, many haven't. But many have when you see what's happening on the streets of this country right now. And it's asinine that they still blame Trump for this violence, isn't it?
Well, that's true. Now, let's remember, what Martin Luther King said wasn't, you can't do this to people who are black. Martin Luther King said that I am asking for all of America to recommit itself to the very principle that we put in place when our country was formed. All of us are Americans, and that we will not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. I say that we have to go back to the bigots of the 20th century and apologize, because so much of what history has said is, well, they were motivated by race hatred. They were just bigots. Well, it's true they were motivated by race hatred. It's true that they were bigots. But more importantly than anything else, they saw the racial divide as a very, very effective wedge to empower them to stay in charge. Poor blacks, poor whites, working blacks, and working whites were united in their interactions throughout much of the South. Here's what all of Jim Crow's real message was, or a consequence. Certainly, I don't belittle the mistreatment of people who happen to be black, but the big issue was only a few people in the South were free to pursue their life dreams and their ambitions. The lion's share of those who lived in the South, whether they were black or white, couldn't have the same freedoms that people took for granted, say in North Dakota, say in California. This is what we're being presented with today. We're saying that government is going to give financial assistance to people on the basis of their race. It's going to give health care assistance to people on the basis of their race. And it's doing so for the political benefit of the people who are putting it forward.
Yeah. All right, Horace, we've got to go to a break. We'll come back. I want to hit on that a little bit more, because I think that's another big wedge issue, is the fact that whites need not apply now. And some people think, well, it's only fair. Turnabout is fair play. So let's discuss that on the other side of the break. Joe Bacino, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Give me that power. You've got it, Captain.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Make it so.
Engage.
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 We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. If you want to alert that the show's getting ready to start, just text me. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I'm really pleased to have with me Horace Cooper on the line. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, and legal commentator. And yes, Horace actually taught the constitutional law at George Mason University. I've got a lot of people out there say they taught constitutional law, but I don't think they can find it with both hands if you handed it to them. Horace, thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate your time with me.
It's always a pleasure to come on.
You know, you're one of the few. I love the fact that you're willing to call out the president and others, you know, when they make these statements about white supremacy and what's going on out there and how dangerous it is. Nobody's calling them on the carpet. I don't expect you to get an answer. They don't seem to want to answer anybody. But, you know, where is the proof of all this white male violence happening towards blacks on the streets? Where were the, because the videos I see don't show that at all.
Okay. So I want to say one thing first, and then I'm going to bolster the evidence for the answer to your question.
Okay.
We on the right have always said that if you rape, if you rob, if you commit mayhem, we don't want to know why. We don't want to understand your past. We don't want you to somehow contextualize this behavior. You can stop. You could refuse to do this behavior, but if you refuse and you carry out this mayhem, you are going to be punished. We don't care about anything else about you. Now, with that being said, we can, in fact, use our eyes. We can, in fact, use our ears. We can, in fact, use our minds. We know that the insurance industry announced that $2 billion worth of damage was done in our cities in the name of, quote, peaceful protest. Were these white supremacists? We know that the Department of Justice has just released information suggesting that we now are experiencing an elevated level of murders greater than we have seen in the entirety of the 21st century and beginning to rival what we saw in the latter part of the 20th century. And that is a murder wave in New York, a murder wave in Chicago, a murder wave in Philadelphia, a murder wave in New Orleans, a murder wave in Los Angeles. I could keep going on. My point is, again, when you start to drill down and see this murder wave taking place, you can't affiliate it or associate it with white supremacy. The Department of Justice tells us that the most likely individual to engage in this behavior of murder are black men between the ages of 16 and 28 years of age. I repeat, I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your background is. I don't care if your father had a job or didn't. If you were willing to kill, I think the ultimate punishment or sanction should be applied to you. However, it is the left that has decided that we should look for a white boogeyman and blame the white boogeyman for any of our problems and circumstances. Meanwhile, ignore what is actually happening around us. It is not anti-black, it's not anti-white, it's not anti-anybody to say we will not allow you to be a repeat violent offender. Three strikes and you're out, I always thought, was a little bit lenient. But at least it was a standard. The left says, oh, you're just hoping that you can round up some black or brown person and throw away the key. Nobody makes you go into the 7-Eleven and pistol whip the clerk. Nobody makes you beat and savagely rape grandma as she's heading back from the pharmacy. Nobody makes you do any of those things. But if you can't help yourself, it's incumbent upon society to say we're going to hold you accountable. And there was a time when all of the media understood this, and they reported what it is that black Americans and white Americans are saying when asked. We want more police, not less. We want more funding for the police, not less. And we do not believe that, in fact, the police exist to stymie the aspirations of people solely on the basis of their race. But if you're woke and you're left, you think otherwise.
I am so tired. Look, I'm on a school board in Southern California, and that's one of the arguments we're having right now. We live in a predominantly, I'll say a white area, 300,000 people, big mix. Hispanic makes up about 28% of the population. Black make up about 3%. Now, they're talking about removing the sheriff's deputies from schools. Now, they're not there all day. They usually share schools, and they're there. And if you've ever been on campus when these sheriffs show up, it's like Santa Claus has shown up. The kids love these guys. And now we've got a trustee, a colleague of mine, that is saying, you know, we might need to remove them because they're making us, now, the way that they put it, they're making a certain section of the community uncomfortable when they're on campus. And I'm thinking, well, I know exactly what she's talking about. Just say it. And why should they? They're here to protect. Why have we now made law enforcement the big bad boogeyman and only towards one or two sectors of society?
So I have always believed that the left's attack on our law enforcement had nothing to do with their concerns and sensitivities about race relations in America, and everything to do with their view that those people who have assets and wealth have somehow gotten it unlawfully, unfairly, unjustly, and they would like to create such turmoil that that wealth is either destroyed or it is transferred. Now, I think that's what's really been going on. But I'm reminded when Justice Clarence Thomas was first brought to the Supreme Court, he was asked a question about punishments that were being meted out against black defendants. And he said a very simple and straightforward answer: don't rape, don't rob, don't steal. If you don't do those things, and then you come before the court and say, I'm being arrested solely because of my race, we will hear your arguments, and you might prevail. But if you're raping, and you're robbing, and you're stealing, you're being punished for those things. That's the same answer I would give today, and I think it would be instructive for people to remember. Punishment doesn't actually know a race. It requires just a certain behavior.
Listen, I not only have another minute with you or so, I want to get a quick, the CRT is being pushed across the country. It's just passed here in California. Parents are up in arms. If you're a white parent, they're calling you all kinds of racist. But even the black parents are now coming forward. Hispanic parents coming forward saying, wait a minute, we don't send our kids to school to learn this garbage. I mean, how does one address that? And I know this is going to be uncomfortable for some out there, but if you're not black and you want to address CRT as not being real, how do you address this?
CRT is one of the greatest cripplers that our young people will ever see in their lifetime. Now, I have a new piece out in Newsmax in which I say that critical race theory is Jim Crow 2.0.
Wow.
Here is what will solve problems in our inner cities and what moms and dads all across America want. They want their kids to be able to be literate at an exceptional level, not an average level, and certainly not a below level. They want their mathematics skills to be exceptional, not an average level, not a low level, and they want their science mastery to be at an excellent level, not at an average level, and not at a below average level. CRT attacks all three of these goals, and if it gets its way, we will cripple those children whose parents can't afford to take them away from exposure to that and place them in a place where they can get mastery. You want to see a division of America on the basis of race? You want to see a division of America on the basis of wealth and income? You let critical race theory populate in our public school systems, and suddenly we're going to become a country of haves and have-nots. Those who have not the ability to read, those who have not the ability to add, those who have not the ability to attain science mastery versus those who do. That's not a country I think we should aspire to live in.
I agree. Horace, God bless you for what you're doing and for you keep pushing forward. How do people find your writings, find more out about you?
Well, check me out at Newsmax, but also follow us at thenationalcenter.org or on Twitter at Project 21 News.
Great job. I appreciate your time with me.
Thank you.
Yep. Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. Look at, I love having Horace on because it doesn't play any games, right? Everything is pretty black and white with that guy, which is the way it should be. And this is exactly what I was talking about the other day, that we should not be afraid to take on these issues, to talk about these issues, right? I mean, just because I'm a white guy doesn't mean I'm not affected by some of the same things the black community is affected by, and vice versa. And, you know, being of Italian descent, I can say there's a lot of Italians not doing good stuff. They need to go to jail, too. As he said, you do the crime, you go to jail. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Really, hang out.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?